it's your girl, Grace Oben. Welcome to Magnetize. Are you a dream builder? We are here to help you embark on your life-changing journey. Remember, whatever your mind can conceive, you have the power to achieve. Are you ready to make your dream a reality? Let's do it! Hello, 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 beautiful people. Welcome back to Magnetize Podcast. It's your girl, Grace Oben. And today I have the amazing, fabulous Joanne Newark-Duck on the podcast. She is an amazing person. Joanne is the CEO and a podcast host of Fabulous at 50. You know, she's changing the aging narrative. Joanne has so much to share about it with us, about her podcast and what she does, like, you know, advocate for women's health as a registered nurse, holistic health practitioner. Joanne champions women's well-being through various therapies, empowerment initiative at Fabulous Health. I just love the word fabulous. I think it's an amazing word. So welcome to Magnetize, Joanne. So,
yay!
I'm sure our listeners will want to know more.
Thank you, and you are just such a magnetic personality as well. It's wonderful to be here.
I'm sure our listeners want to know more about Fabulous, right? So what is this all about?
All right. Well, Fabulous at 50, so we'll start with that, was started quite a few years ago by the original founder is a beautiful woman named Diana Bose. And at the time, she was setting it up because she was 50 at the time, had gone through some health issues, was divorced, was an empty nester, going through menopause, like you name it, midlife, everything. And she's like, I want some girlfriends to play with. So she started a meetup group, and that grew. And then yearly, she started putting on this event where there was vendors and, you know what it's like to have these wonderful events, but not on the business level necessarily. It was more on a social level. It was more like, let's just come together as women. And that grew and grew. And so then a number of years ago, I stepped in and came on board as the director for Calgary. And subsequently, I now have sort of taken over the whole thing. And what we offer now really is a safe place for women to come together on a social level, but it really is kind of personal development and all about our health. So currently, which what we're doing now is a little different than a few years ago when the world turned upside down, right? So what we have now is actually sort of several facets of Fab at 50. So for those that live in the Calgary area, we have in-person, typically monthly meetings, and there will be maybe a social get together. We might have a guest speaker. Maybe we'll go out to an event. We might go to, you know, a music theater or something like that. Just something to kind of bring people together and go, isn't this fun? And just leave work behind, right? All of our responsibilities behind. But of course, we don't just have people in Calgary. We have people from all over the country. And indeed, we have, you know, people in our Facebook group and in our greater community from all over North America and really all over the world. We have so we also offer an online membership. And so Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, you'll find me on Zoom with whoever decides they want to show up. And any of the people that choose to be members can come to those meetings. And so that's kind of the main way people connect. So, of course, like any organization, there's a newsletter, you can keep up with us, but we have our blog and we have our podcast as well.
That's amazing. I'm interested. I'm going to check, attend one of your gatherings or your meetings. I want to learn more about it because it sounds like
I would love to have you there. Yeah. Yeah, they are. We have a lot of fun. I mean, I like the months where there's a theme, you know, like we have a good old-fashioned Halloween party or Christmas party, or, you know, we had a lovely Christmas dinner. Sometimes we invite, you know, open it up that you can bring your partner, you know, we let the men in for a little bit. But it really is just a chance to come together. I think the feedback I get from women is just they like knowing they're part of a community. That's so important for our mental health and just our, you know, as we get older, it's nice to just have people that you run into and you can share and make new friends. You know, I don't know about you, but for women that are in business and entrepreneurs, they're going to networking and so forth. There's that real contact, but there's lots and lots of women in the world, and maybe they just work in a small office, or if they're an empty nester and their kids have grown, maybe that connection where they used to be the dance mom and it would, you know, they'd connect with other people that way. I've had the feedback where it's like, how do I make friends after 50? How do I do that? And I'm like, well, show up in our group. It's very friendly and welcoming.
Awesome. So how did you magnetize this opportunity? How did this all come about?
You know what? Really good question. A number of years ago, like just over a decade ago or so, when I was still in my 40s, I went through a divorce where everything kind of turned upside down. Like it was a really gut-wrenching, difficult time for me, and I stepped into doing some personal development. I had some opportunities to go in and do a couple courses. One of them I had no idea what I was walking into. I just had a friend go, "Hey, I'm going to this weekend thing. Do you want to come with me?" And I'm like, "Sure," right? Like I just, you know, so part of that was I was just open to what is next, what is better. But because of that, it got my mind thinking in a different way. Like, as a registered nurse, it's more like I can just get a job at the hospital, do that, that's it. But when I started doing this, I started realizing there was something more. I was feeling like I was being called to do something more. And there was two or three major things that changed in my life around that time, was just the mindset that shifted around relationship. So if I can swing into that for just a moment, because it really impacts how this opportunity came. We can circle back to that is I had to get over the hurt of coming out of a divorce, and I really wanted to have someone lovely in my life, which I do now. And the biggest thing that I think helps me magnetize anything is that I don't list what I want. I get really focused on the value of what I want. So for my personal relationship, it was like, what, not a list of this is everything I want in a man, right? Have you ever heard, you know, people do
Check, check,
that?
check, check.
Yeah, exactly. So instead, I got really clear on what do I value in this relationship, right? Mutually loving, respectful, supportive, filled with time of laughter, adventure, and, you know, of course, some wink, wink. And so at that time, you know, I did meet someone. And around the same time, I also then had this opportunity to step into the leadership role for Fabulous at 50. I had done other kind of leadership roles, working with charities and sitting on the board of directors, but I was kind of craving something really fun. And so partly why this happened was because I had that solid relationship and felt good about that, and I felt good about I'd been back to university for a bit, like a whole bunch of things. It was a sequence of things that I was like, I'm just going to do this. I am doing this, and I made it happen. And so this was the next thing that came about, and it really just kind of landed in my lap, and I said, hell yeah, let's go for it.
Amazing. I think it just speaks to how much when we are determined and when we really become really clear on what we really want, how things just fall into place, things just work out. And as you say, just fell into on your lap. Like, yeah,
The
that's awesome.
opportunity came up. Actually, if I can share this story, I just had a flashback memory. One of the wonderful facilitators that I met during the the several courses I took through personal development, and that's where I also took my training to be a life coach. That was the first next step, kind of stepping outside of being a nurse, expanding in a more holistic way. So one of those gals was turning 50, and I remember sitting with her at an lunchtime, and she was like, I'll be like, I'm turning 50, and she was all bummed about it. And I was like, oh, come on, the 50s are going to be the best decade of your life. And I was all rah rah, and she's like looking at me going, you need to meet my friend. And that, of course, is what she that's when she said she runs Fabulous at 50, you need to meet her. And that was actually how I got introduced to this whole thing. And so I dearly miss my friend Diana. She actually very sadly passed away just as COVID was turning the world upside down, and hence why I ended up being at the helm of Fab at 50, because it really was, it would have disintegrated during COVID. And her husband came to me and said, can you keep the legacy going? And what I, God bless him, he was like, and I know Diana wanted it to evolve, please evolve it and take it in new directions.
That's amazing. It's really great. So, what is the greatest obstacle you have overcome in your pursuit of your dream life, and how did you navigate that?
Well, I think by the time we get to this age, I have pick a card. Pick a card. There's a whole bunch of obstacles, right? I already mentioned one before.
Yeah.
I think what I'm going to say is initially is just I have a saying that I say the greatest obstacle we ever have to overcome is ourselves. And in any situation. So I could say, one of the greatest obstacles I had was going through the divorce. Looking back in it in retrospect, it was the catalyst that allowed me to now be in a healthier relationship and be doing stuff I probably never would have stepped out of the little box I was in to do now. But in the most recent years, one of the challenges or a couple of challenges that I've had over the last couple of years relate to health, because in 2022, my dad living very independently, doing very well in the fall of 2021, suddenly in the beginning of 2022 became very unwell and lived in Ontario. So it was an obstacle to me, in a sense, to do things at the level I wanted. But it was out of choice. I made a decision to become caregiver as much as possible, and I was back and forth to Ontario. And in fact, I think I was there for probably 4 or 5 months out of the year at different times. So that takes, when you're an entrepreneur, that takes a real hit, right? So I didn't pause my business, but I put it on coast. So I was able to honor the obligations I already had, but I was not soliciting new clients, that type of thing. So that would have been it. And then this last year, I've had a couple of hiccups with people that know me. I've had a few crazy hiccups with some migraines, but migraines that come with vertigo isn't the best if you're going out and you're doing events and so forth. So how did I overcome that? Well, I've I have overcome it by being absolutely determined and an absolute resolution that things will get better. There is hope, there is a different way. So I've done all sorts of different physios and a variety of different chiropractor, physio, acupuncture, high dose supplements. So I'm always willing to look at how can I make things better, and I have. So whether it's there's all different things you can overcome, but honestly, health is one of them. I always say that if you don't have your health, you can't have your business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you don't have your
And I
health,
have to. I'm going to put a plug in there as well. Yeah. Say it again. Your
No,
sound glitched.
I was just saying, if someone doesn't have their health, they can't have anything really great, right? It's health
I know.
first, right? Yeah.
It needs to be health first. Yeah. And I don't know about you personally, but I know like part of my story, and I'm sure there's so many women out there as well. There was a time where I completely forgot to put myself on the plate, right? Like it was all about caring for everyone else. I'm the caregiver for my mom. I was caregiver for the kids. I was caregiver for a workaholic husband. Like it was overly. And it really wasn't until I took those courses and I switched. It was a good decade, 10 to 15 years ago in my life, where I just kind of went, what does Joanne want? What makes me happy? What do I need to keep going? And I've had different windows where I remember writing, it was a questionnaire and it was saying, you know, what's your idea? What is your idea? What are you doing now? And what's your ideal life? And in that window snapshot, I was like, I'm doing what I want to be doing. It was basically asking if you didn't get paid, what would you be doing? And I feel like I'm probably in that position right now. I'd probably still be doing this. I'd be kind of doing it as a like for something. Yeah.
Yeah, that question, like, if what is it that you can do even if you're not being paid for doing that?
Yeah.
And it's so amazing
Absolutely.
once you find that thing, once you find that thing, it's almost like you've just found that missing puzzle, right?
Yeah.
Which I think is just amazing.
Yeah.
Someone said something that I'm kind of paraphrasing now, but it's a, one of the most beautiful quotes I've ever come across, when they said life is like a puzzle. Your job is to look for the pieces and put them in the right places, something like that.
Yeah.
And when I came
Yeah.
across, I was like, this is so true.
Yeah, putting the pieces together, or if I can put a little spin on that, like you know, the way my mind works, I think of it a bit more like a mosaic. There's not always the exact piece, but there's all these beautiful different colors together, and it is up to us how we want to organize them and what kind of picture we want to bring out of it.
Yeah. I think I found it is by Brian Tracy. It says life is like a
Okay.
combination lock. Life is like a
Yeah.
combination lock. Your job, our job, is to find the right numbers in the right order so that we can have anything we want. When I came across it, I was like, oh my God, this is brilliant. This
That's
is just
cool.
amazing. Right?
Yeah,
And
putting the
that's so
pieces
true.
together and
Yeah.
yeah.
Right,
Yep.
so true.
And
And
I
it
know
will be
for me right
different for
now, but a
different
lot
people.
of
It will be different
oh yeah,
for
like
everyone, right?
yeah, absolutely. The I think my combination or pieces right now is always knowing that my total being is a combination of like body, mind, and spirit. And that if any one is being ignored, it doesn't work together, right? I liken it to baking. I like to say it's like when you bake a muffin, you have the flour and the dry ingredient, whatever it is that you want there, but that's like the body, you know, and the liquid is the spirit, you know, our soul, our spirit, our energies. If it's not there, we're not who we are. And then the flavoring is our mind. It's like that is the spice that we bring to things. That's the uniqueness that we bring to the world.
I love the way you describe it. I love the way you put it. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. That's true.
Thanks.
We
It's the way
need
my
that
mind
balance.
works. I like working in analogies.
Yes, we need that balance, right? Because again, if without that balance, then once something is missing, then it's really hard for you to really, enjoy that totality of life, right? So
Absolutely.
what role do you think mindset and belief systems play in attracting your dream life? And how do you work on strengthening them?
All righty. This one is right up my alley. So first of all, actually the story I shared before, I should have saved for right now. Right? So mindset is huge. And I'm actually I reframing things is one of the biggest things. Like when we have something that we can easily go on the, shall we say, on the, whether you want to say negative side or the draining side, reframing it, thinking of it from a different angle and putting it on the side that is uplifting. And so I learned to do that. And then I discovered something called belief repatterning, which is basically a system that works with how our brain learns on how to flip into positive thinking, developed by Suze Casey. And I've trained as one of the practitioners. So that's one of the offerings that I have within my Fabulous Health. So that's what I use to strengthen. But when I really, when I go back to sort of where, when I was, I'm going to say back in almost like victim mode, it was like things were overwhelming and they were upsetting to me, is being able to go, well, wait a minute, I have a choice here. So I'll give an example of when I was being a full-time mom. Like right now I have adult children. They've flown the coop, they're all launched. But there was a time where I was super busy with the kids. But if somebody asked me, what do? I had this mindset around, oh, like I had given up my career at that point in time, and I was a full-time stay-at-home mom. And but I wouldn't say I'm a full-time stay-at-home mom necessarily. I would. I go, well, you know, this happened and I'm taking care of my mom, and I'd make all these different excuses as to what was going on. And then one day I went, wait a minute, this is my choice. I want to be a stay-at-home mom right now. This is a privilege to be a stay-at-home mom. And I'm still having a long career after, but this window of time. And so I started just saying, I'm a stay-at-home mom by choice. And here's what's interesting: way more energy, way more solid, way more strong. Yet I wasn't doing anything different. Just my attitude around it changed. It was huge. It was a big wake-up call. So now, fast forward many, many years, that's what I do. I use a technique with the belief repatterning, and we can do deep dives on what's going on, because our conscious level of what we think about is like a little iceberg tip. There's like all this stuff underneath at a subconscious level. And there's simple ways to actually reprogram that, because what we think on a conscious level repeatedly gets driven into our subconscious. And so if we consciously say, I want to reprogram something, repattern something, it's like, you know, that rut that goes back and forth between the barn and the house with the wheelbarrow, kind of that proverbial rut. You purposely create a new pathway. And so something as simple as picking a positive word a day and focusing on it. It might be, I don't know, joy. It might be, where does joy show up in my life? Where does laughter show up in my life? Where does contentment show up in my life? Purposely thinking of positive things each day actually reprograms the brain.
Awesome. That's beautiful. And it's so funny. Like the other day, like someone was sharing with me, they just had just learned this. So you call it belief repatterning. So this whole trying to have the mindset shift to become more positive. And they said to me, Grace, for some strange reason, now that I'm trying to do that in our work, now I'm becoming so, it's almost like there is this struggle. Now, even those other negative belief that those other things that she wasn't really paying attention to, now it's so obvious. Like now it's almost like, you know,
It's
more
loud.
difficult, right? But which
It
it's so
is
interesting.
totally. Well, if I could speak to that in just a moment, what happens when we bring it to mind, we are realizing, oh my gosh, it's like we become the observer. It's like your own mind is having a conversation with, what the heck am I thinking about that for? And it's very fascinating. But one of the biggest things that I find is when somebody just says, be positive, right? Do you ever get that? Think positive. But the reality is, how? So this is a systematic way. There's seven very simple steps. And one of the first ones is to first acknowledge what you might consider is negative or draining. Because if we don't, if we're pushing something away, so the way I like to think about it is think of that negative thinking as, I don't know, say it's somebody that's thirsty. And if they're coming to you going, I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty, right? And you keep pushing them away, they're going to just keep bouncing back. But if you actually go, I acknowledge you, here's some water, it kind of goes away, right? So if you acknowledge first, like, I am sad. I am really upset about this. Like, it's really important to first acknowledge what is the emotion you're having. It's not bad. But then the question is, so how long do I want to stay mad about the driver that cut me off? Right? You actually have the right. It's like, do I want it to upset me for the whole day? When you start thinking this way, it's like, well, no, not really. Do I want to be, upset for an hour? Well, maybe not. It's like, do you want to be upset just for 5 minutes? Like, it's sort of some of this process, kind of going, well, that's not really who I want to be, right? So then it's about that. So there's more to it, but anyone that feels like I'm caught in that spin cycle of the itty bitty, what committee going around in your brain. The first thing is to acknowledge it's there in the first place and then start shifting it over to what do I want instead so that it's a conscious choice.
That's amazing. It's so funny because today was a little bit of one of those days that there was just so much happening, and I had to do this, I had to do that, I had, and at one point I began feeling kind of overwhelmed, and then I wanted to ignore the feeling. And then I said, no, you're not going to ignore this feeling. You're going to acknowledge it. And it's so amazing that you are just saying that, because I had to tell myself, no, Grace, you need to acknowledge how you're feeling and then let it, like, acknowledge it. Don't just push it aside and say, oh, no, I'm not going to feel this way. Just give yourself the moment to acknowledge how you're feeling and then ask yourself some questions. And it's just amazing that you're saying that, because that was the exact same question that I was like, do you really want to allow your the rest of your day to be this way? And I was like, I don't think so. Yeah, it's been a really busy day. It's been a lot happened, and it's okay to feel overwhelmed, but do you want to feel overwhelmed for the rest of the day? And I was like, I don't think so, right? So, and that was it. And then I'm like, okay, so what do you do
Beautiful.
now
So
to
you
feel
did
different? Right? I'm like, I think I need to listen to some really good music.
it.
And I just played music, and it was just amazing having that conversation with myself, right?
That's perfect. You did a belief reparenting exactly right there. And when Suze developed this, it really was she was going through her own issues and health issues many, many years ago. Thank goodness she's all well. But people kept saying, think positive. And she's like, how? But then she sat down and went, well, wait a minute. I'm a teacher. I'm an educator. I know how the brain learns. These are the steps. Now, she's not, there's many different programs that use this concept. She just organized it in a certain way and it works very, very well. So good for you for changing. And music is amazing, right? Like, it's one of the things that changes our whole mood and our energy. And the other one is gratitude. Having an attitude of gratitude is huge, and we need to do it more than just give it lip service. Like they've done, I get, kind of a little geeked out on nerdiness around science. They have literally put electrodes on people and taken blood tests and done all sorts of things while they're doing gratitude practices. And literally nothing changes our state of being as fast as going into a state of gratitude. It's phenomenal.
And
Yeah.
it's so true.
Very cool.
It's one of the techniques I use as well. It switches your emotions like this, like so quick,
Absolutely.
and then
Yes.
it just puts you in this state of just feeling so, it's almost like they switch your body, like they just gave you a completely different body, right?
True. It's
So
all the good endorphins that are firing.
it is. So, what's the most courageous decision you've made that significantly impacted your life, business, or career? Is it Fabulous 50 or Fabulous at 50 or something else?
I would say so. I would say so. I think one of the most courageous was taking the initial plunge of saying, yes, I'm going to do that. And then subsequently, like smaller jumps or so would be, I'm going to expand that, and now I'm going to launch a podcast, right? Because that was something, and anytime I did something new. And then to say, I'm actually going to do my own health and wellness practice. So we have Fab at 50, which is the side of things, kind of bringing women together, but dovetail with that and running parallel to it is my own private health and wellness practice. So when I right now mostly I work with women one-on-one, sometimes in group settings, and of course I'm bringing those skills to the health and wellness symposium called Radiate Your Best Life at the end of April.
Awesome. So what is something that you did that did not go the way you wanted it to go? I try to avoid the word failure because to me failure is feedback. So what is something that you did that did not go the way you wanted it to go, and how did that reshape or shaped your path?
Good question. Oh, well, you know what? Actually, just not long into in the middle of COVID, when I was rebuilding Fab at 50 and imagining it, at this point, we weren't doing anything live. We were all just online. That was running along nicely, but it hadn't really robustly got going yet. And I, in a sense, got headhunted by a different company that knew what I was doing and said, come work for me. And so I'm used to working in the healthcare system. I'd never worked in, for somebody else that for something like this, but it was pretty enticing. And so initially I did for a while. I paused things and I went and did that. And thank goodness, just around that 3 month mark or before, like there's always that probation, they had decided, they were a bit of a startup, they had decided to flip and go a different course, I was made redundant. However, so it didn't go the way I wanted or the way I expected, but in reality, it was better because what I had really realized by then is like, I made a mistake. I really want my own thing back. I like being in this position. And so, what it did was absolutely solidify what it is I wanted. And so, that I think that's a really good trick for people. Sometimes it's almost like we can't make a decision on something, flip a coin and have it decide. And it's not that that coin's going to decide what you're doing. But your mind will suddenly be either yes or like, oh, will really give you an answer on what do I want. Once I made the decision, I was like, maybe this isn't right. So, yeah, I would say that's it. And so now I'm just really grateful for what I am doing.
So how do you remain motivated and focused when things are really not going the way you want them to go?
Yeah. I don't know if it's so much not going the way I want. I think what I run into often is just like, oh my gosh, there's just so many different moving parts and pieces. So it's a constant mind game and really good practices to not get into overwhelm. And so I would say part of that is I have a really good routine in the morning of what I do. I do an energy routine to make sure my body's moving, make sure all my energies, flat, like I feel energized in the morning. I work with sound therapy as well. So I do some practices with sound so that I, as a woman, feel filled up for, and then I can show up with my better game. I can tell the days when I'm just dragging my little tushy in the afternoon, and I'll be going, I didn't really do my routine properly this morning, did I? So I know it works, right? We need to take care of ourselves first. It's like putting on the oxygen mask in the airplane first. So I would say that staying motivated, I think having conversations with other women within my organization, and just other women that are also running businesses as well, to really cheer each other on, sometimes I'll pull up something, like a testimonial or a thank you letter that somebody has written, so that I go, okay, I was making a difference in that person's life. And I think that's the mindset I take, is that I can't look at everyone at once. I can't say I'm going to do all of this. I want to be out there changing the world for everybody. What I is that if I can impact in a positive way one person that day or that week, then
Absolutely.
that's what keeps me motivated, because then they're going to turn around and be able to support someone as well.
So if someone is listening to you and they feel stuck, what will you advise that person? What will you say to them?
All right. I would say, first and foremost, don't do it alone. Humans are never meant to be doing it alone, going it alone. Turn to someone that you trust. If it's something like on a personal level, if it's something in business, reach out. There's lots of business coaches. Be leery of all the flashy, spend these gazillions of dollars and you'll have a business in a week, right? Like, it just doesn't work that way. A the course, the tortoise and the hare is the hare that wins the race. That's kind of what it's like in business. Yes, you'll have moments of acceleration for sure, but I would say get support in some way. And if it's something really serious, like, with your mind and your mindset, then absolutely reach out and get support. And know that if something doesn't line up right away, just know that there is just a multitude of different options out there, and keep trying something new.
I think so. No one is an island, and we need, from time to time, we need to talk to someone. And there's always someone who will say something that will encourage you, will give you hope, will motivate you, will inspire you. There's an answer. Someone said, people are only afraid of what they don't yet know what the solution is. And there's always a solution, because the next person you reach out to, if they don't know the answer, they might just know someone that might just know someone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If they don't know,
Yeah.
and that's I believe that, because I tell people, if you want to book in and have a discovery call with me, discover you're fabulous, we can have a conversation on where are you, where do you want to be, and I will be very honest on what I have to offer. But I also, because of my connections, I'll be, most of the time I'm like, this is what I offer, I believe it will help you. But I've also had people where I go, I actually think you'd be better served with this other practice, and I'll refer them on to someone else, because I just believe that's what we need to do, ethically. We can't
Absolutely.
help everybody. We can help a lot of people, but we can't all help everyone. But we can help them by somebody else. I'll put it that way.
Absolutely. So, Joanne, if someone needs to find you, where can they find you?
Yeah. Well, probably the easiest is if the main website that I have is fabulousat50.com. Now, we have to be The at is not the at symbol. You're not allowed to use that in a, you're right. So it's fabulous, AT 50, digits 50.com. And when you go there, actually, there's a little thing that pops up and says, kind of, hi, do you want to connect? It's like a text message. That text message does not go to one of those weird automatic robots. It goes to me. So give me a little bit to reply, but I will get back to you. That is one way. The other way is just reaching me by my email, which is Joanne at, and that's the at sign, fabulous at 50.com, and reach out. I heard you chat with your Grace, and if they want to ask a question, or if they want to book in for a discovery call, that would be fantastic. When they go to the website, you can also get on the email list. And there's a little gift there. I wrote up this paper that's called 21 Ways to Energize Your Life, because I think we need little, they're just quick little boosts on that you can incorporate one per day in your life. And you can enter your name and email address, and I'll send that to you.
Amazing. Thank you, Joanne, so much for your time. It was really amazing having you on Magnetize Podcast. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. Thank you for sharing your heart. and it's been amazing. So that was Joanne. And as I told you, amazing, amazing Joanne. So check out Joanne. And if you are, interested in becoming one of the part of the community, the Fabulous at 50 community, please reach out to Joanne. You will be you stay connected with other amazing women and just have fun. So that was it for Magnetize. Remember, we have our Magnetize magazine. If you are interested in advertising your business, we connect you with your ideal or dream clients. So check us out at providenceguide.com and subscribe. Thank you. See you
Awesome.
next week. Now, are you ready to make your dream a reality? Head to freegiftfromgraceoben.com and start your unique journey today. That is freegiftfromgraceoben.com. See you on the other side.